The director of the Institute for Environment and Sanitation Studies of the University of Ghana, Professor Chris Gordon, says climate change is not associated with new diseases, but it rather magnifies existing ones. He said the weather phenomenon also increases poverty, food insecurity, and extreme disaster. Professor Chris Gordon spoke to Joyce Chichi about the extreme weather condition and its link with diseases.
When you have people who are already vulnerable and living at the edge or basically at the extreme limit of human ability to survive, that small push from climate change makes such a big difference whether they are surviving or not surviving. And that is what climate change does. So it's not that climate change is bringing the disease. But climate change can make those conditions where such diseases existed before worse. So a classic case is that of mosquitoes and malaria and all the mosquito-borne diseases. And remember, there are many, many mosquito-borne diseases. Zika virus is just one of them, but malaria is there.
Do you think, as a country, making a headway in terms of health issues, that these weather variations come along with?
What you're talking about here is one of the main thrusts of the climate change implementation plan, that is early warning systems and the readiness of the country to respond in cases of climate magnified disaster. Because we are talking about diseases like CSM and so forth, which we know are associated with the dry winds and the dust. But remember that when you have floods, not only does it create stagnant water bodies, which then become breeding grounds of mosquitoes, but many a time the health centers themselves are located in flood-prone areas. You find that power goes off, so perishable medication all gets destroyed as a result of the changing social dynamics caused by disease. You cannot simplify it as just because of A, B happened. And if you have a health delivery system which is already overstretched or has issues in terms of availability of medication, poor road infrastructure, lack of personnel, nursing staff, doctors, and so forth, then you have a high-risk situation.